Barry Bowditch is in the van here, the OB van. Morning to you, Barry.
Morning, Benz, and morning, listeners.
Oh, you sound a bit sparkly once that microphone went on. You're a bit like me. We're just the first day blues. We've just got to bounce back into it again today, don't we?
Exactly. We've got to turn up and do it all again, but it was a fantastic first day of the sale.
It was. I mean, as the managing director of a brand like Magic Millions, we're always a bit nervous at the start of the sale because it's the first one in this area for the world. But to walk away with the clearance rate building up and the gross particularly, you would have been blown away.
As I said last night, it was a great set of numbers. You know, it was, you know, if you had given me these numbers at the start of the day, I would have taken them and ran. So, you know, it's a fantastic start, but, you know, the work's not done. We've got plenty of yearlings left to offer, and there's plenty of opportunity out there for their buyers.
It's okay to talk around the million-dollar lots, and we'll do that this morning with a couple, but I just, watching it unfold, those yearlings between 300 and 700,000. It was really hard to buy one.
It was a huge middle market here, yeah. So the middle and top end were fantastic. So, you know, it bodes well for the rest of the sale. There's plenty more horses in those ranges that we need to sell. And, you know, obviously we're putting a lot of focus in the lower end and making sure we've got buyers there to fill every void in our market.
One thing that came through, I interviewed Vin Cox late in the day on TV, and he basically said, we've been underbidders on three. We're starting to get a bit anxious, or not anxious, but we want to get one. Mm. And then they ended up buying two late in the day. So if you stuck around late, because those last five lots, I think they went for, there was one for 500, one for 400. You know, it was tough right to the end.
That's right. It was a huge day, obviously 265 lots. But, you know, people stuck around to the end and the market stayed true.
We're also joined in the van by Mike Fleming from Beamer Thoroughbreds. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, listeners.
Good to talk to you, mate. Gee, it was a day for you yesterday as well.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, we've put a lot of faith in Magic Millions, bought some nice horses here, and bought probably one of the colts we thought had been as good as what we'd had. Lovely horse, beautifully athletic horse, showed himself off very well, and we were rewarded with it. And, you know, Magic Millions have to be commended. They've done a great job. There's no one missing here. There's everyone here. You know, you couldn't be happier from a vendor's point of view.
You're talking about lot 34 that goes to Aquas Farm for $1.6 million. Reduce Choice out of Purely Spectacular. Stratum Stars in the family. Can I ask you how many times this colt would have been looked at prior to yesterday?
Prior to yesterday, up and including on-farm, 205 times.
Okay.
Unbelievable attitude. I think that's what sold him. He'd been out of the box probably 160, 170 times since he arrived here. Never missed a beat. Great mental attitude. Very forward, mature horse. Great moving, walking horse. Really in the mould, I thought, coming in of a real good Redoot Snitzel type horse. And yep. I think that showed with everyone that's climbing all over him.
When you bring him up, let's say, I mean, many people would have looked at him back in the Hunter. But when you get the colt here and he is in his yard, and then you suddenly see the big names. I presume the big names were inspecting. I mean, do you get blown away by the interest, or how do you play it, Mike?
You get more nervous than anything.
Yeah. You don't want anything to go wrong.
You know, up until they walk into that ring, anything can go wrong, and, you know, you've got to be commended. You're only, you know, and I put a lot of faith, and I'm lucky that I've got a very good team around me with my staff.
Yeah.
Not just the staff here, but the staff back home that spend hours and hours and hours with these horses. And they're the key to any operation. You know, we can sit here and talk about it, but without the people that are helping develop and handle and educate these horses to get them where they are today, they're the people that really deserve the reward, because they do a fantastic job. The hours they work.
We spoke about this yesterday, and that was the reason Joe Austin's coming in shortly from Westbury, just to take us through it, because we were talking with Jerry Harvey and others on the show yesterday, Mike. They're here before me in the morning, and I'm not saying I'm here at 6. What time is it? Queensland time. It's 6 Queensland time, or a bit before 6. Mate, they're here. They're here feeding up. They're doing the things that you want them to do. I know they're getting paid to do it, but they have extraordinary long days.
Oh, yeah, and look, the majority of them are doing it for the love of the animal, which is good, you know. They're up at 4 o'clock in the morning, they're down, they're walked out and fed and checked, you know, before most people were sort of thinking about climbing out of bed and putting their feet on the floor. And they're the big people that need the reward from behind the scenes for us and Beamer and all the other vendors here, because it's a huge part of it. the trust that they put into looking after those horses and caring for them and the job they do.
And I think the satisfaction too, if I mean, I don't know whether it's a she or a he that looked after the $1 million lot for you yesterday, but the satisfaction, I guess, when that person walked off the sales ring to know that that particular yearling went for a 1.6 figure. I mean, how satisfying is that?
Oh, for sure, you know, and they've been with them, you know, not just here, but back on the farm, and and it's a huge effort, and I hope that it gives them tremendous satisfaction because they do a fantastic job.
Can you outline, you're based back in New South Wales, where we broadcast to every day, every moment right now. Can you tell us about Beamer Thoroughbreds?
Yeah, look, we're an adjustment property that run about 100 permanent mares for various clients.
Right.
Also do a very good walk-in service during the sud season with clients from both, you know, Victoria, Queensland and New Zealand.
Yep.
And from there on, we're looking after horses, foaling them down, rearing them to get them through to this.
So for a different array of owners.
Yeah, different array of owners.
Yeah.
You know, and this is sort of the start of your big day, and you get them here and you get them sold, but then you get a lot of satisfaction from where you see them progress and step out on the racetrack as well.
And just on that point, Barry, you mentioned yesterday that your auction guys and the whole team go out. You say you're spreading far and wide around Australia looking at these weanlings grow up, aren't you, to make sure, I guess, they've got the quality to be a Magic Millions yearling.
That's right. We work with the vendors for the last 7 or 8 months, get around, look at around 3,000 yearlings and discuss with the vendors what horses we think we can sell well and where they should be sold. And, you know, I've got to commend the vendors, actually. As long as my team have got a great eye for a horse, but the vendors out there work with us and trust us with what we're trying to achieve here. And, you know, it's fantastic with people that are trying to share the same goal at the end of the day.
Yeah. And do you... you know, it's obvious that there are so many yearlings, or back 7 months ago when they're not, but they're weanlings and growing into their bodies and things. People inspect them regularly, Mike, just to watch them grow up.
Yeah, I think you're always looking at them, you know, from even this year, like the foals we have on the ground and where they're going. You're already, you know, even though it may sound strange, you're sort of here having the first yearling sale, but you've also got your mind back home, what's in the paddock, what's growing, and where you're going to be placing everything for next year as well. So it's just a revolving circle. We do it because we love it, and, you know, there's nothing better, really.
What about today, mate? Enough on yesterday. I guess you start looking already... The next couple of days, how's it look for Beamer?
Oh, I think, you know, we've probably come back a little bit, but we've still got some lovely horses to sell, you know, and some horses for all part of the markets. And I think, you know, that's a great thing about this market and this sale here on the Gold Coast is you can bring a horse that can come into the ring and make 1.6 million, but you've also got very good strength through the bottom end and through the middle and up to 200,000 also.
I'm just looking at it here. You've got all sorts of different breeds. There's Zavabeer, Lexosphere, Scissor Kick, Hinchinbrook, Fastnet Rock, and they're out of sort of they're out of a mixture of whether they be Kiwi dams or Aussie dams.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got something for everyone. So the Hinchinbrook filly, she's a lovely filly. Looks like she'd take a little bit of time, but you know, that also shows the strength of how the sale has developed, that over the last few years you can bring those horses that look like your really classic three-year-olds.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, you don't just need an up-and-run two-year-old. There's something for everyone here.
Exactly. Lot 389 is that filly if you want to watch out a little while later on Sky Racing. Mike, it is fascinating. I think through the time that I cover the racing news around racing horses, so I'm more that way. But each time I come up here or cover a sale, you learn a little bit more. I've got to ask you, for a handler of a yearling, how many Ks would they walk? As in just even here. Just even here parading. I mean, you look at them and they're just walking up and down. No wonder they're looking slim and fit.
Funny you ask that question, actually, because we've actually got one staff member that works for us that actually judges that.
Oh, really?
On the day before the sale started, they did 24 Ks for the day.
Just walking yearlings up and back?
Just walking yearlings
24
up and back. 24 Ks for the day. So, you know, they do not get enough credit.
Were all the other staff sitting on their bum or something?
No, if she did 24 Ks for the day, I think everyone else was probably pretty much right there with her. You know, I've got a great team of 10 staff here, and day before we started on the Tuesday, they never sat down. I think it was probably one of the most steadiest days we've had at the sale complex. And, yeah, they're the numbers that the staff are turning out in the day.
Barry, so, are you thrown by that?
Exactly. You and I should get on the end of a
shank.
Well,
I'm just going to say we need to get a broom or something and start sweeping or doing something. But are you blown away by 24K?
It's a huge amount. But when you see how busy these horses are and the work these guys put into it, nothing surprises me.
24K.
Jeez. Obviously, you can tell by looking at me, I'm not leading.
Well, you're doing nothing. You're like you and. Well, I won't get it stuck into Barry. He's a bit fitter than me. But, it's that. I'll talk to Joe shortly about it, hopefully. But, Mike, we thank you for dropping in. I'll get the photo. This is great. Where are you, Barry? Well, this is great stuff for our Twitter page a little while later. Thank you for that. But we thank you for dropping in, having a chat to us, and good luck with the rest of the sale.
Yeah, no, beautiful. Thanks for having
us. Good on you, Mike. Mike Fleming joining us from Beamer Thoroughbreds, and we thank him for dropping in and being a part of our program this morning. Barry Bowditch continues to be here, and very shortly, hopefully, we'll have a chat with Joe Austin from Westbury Stud. Barry, the overall figures. We spoke at the top about the million-dollar lots and the things, but the middle market, you say, was very strong yesterday.
Yeah, it was deep. It was diverse. There was a lot of people trying to play in that market. But, you know, the pleasing thing after day one is to have a clearance rate of, you know, over 84%. It holds us in good stead for the week. And you'd like to hope that it'll sort of naturally increase as the next few days go on.
And what about today? Take us through. Have you put your main list together? Because yesterday you did a list for us and Sky TV, and I think you ended up with 4 out of 5. I reckon you went pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's an above average mark, I would have thought. I don't know how I'll go today, but no, I've got my list ready to go again. And
okay, what have we got?
I think early on today, actually, 7 lots in, we've got a Sebring filly out of a mare that Sean Dwyer trained, Villa Verde.
Yeah.
Really good, strong, fast filly from Kiora Stud. I think she should be pretty popular. Then we'll move on to lot 320, a Zoo Star Colt out of a Coupe Plamar from KBL Thoroughbreds being sold on behalf of Andrew Bocock. We saw Zoostar come to the fore yesterday, over $900,000 lot, and there's not a lot of difference between this colt and that colt. So, big moving horse, lovely action, athletic. I really expect him to sell well, around midday today.
Okay, so that was lot 320.
Yep, then we'll move on. I think lot 374 from New Haven Park, another Redoutes Choice colt. Obviously, Redoutes featured heavily yesterday, a colt out of a wear. Nicely pedigreed horse. Really athletic, off a great farm, a great nursery down there at New Haven Park. Expect him to go well. And then 8 lots later, I think the star of the show today could well be lot 379, the Fastnet Rock Colt out of Ballet Suite. Ballet Suite, a stakes winning mare. Coolmore have prepared this horse. I think he's a gorgeous horse. And, I'm hoping he'll be popular come midday. Okay. Or come 1:30, actually.
1:30 Queensland time.
Then we'll probably move on to lot 417, another Redoutes Choice colt out of Breakfast in Bed from Sedgino. I'd say he's probably the top of the pops in their draft. They've always got a great draft here at the sale, and he should do very well, and I know he's been popular. And probably the last one I'd like to mention is lot 446. It should go through around 3:30. And I'm Invincible out of a mare. Chris Waller trained, I think, for Peter Tye, Champagne Cath, lovely colt. Henry Fields brought him up in great, in spectacular order. And he should be very popular as well.
Okay, so running through those lots, lot 272, lot 320, lot 374, 379, 417's the Breakfast in Bed colt, and 446 is the Champagne Cath colt. So there's 5 or 6 that you can follow through. Stay with us, Barry, because Linda Huddy's online. They were out here yesterday, and I presume they'll be out for the next couple of days. Morning to you, Linda.
Hi, Andrew. How are you going?
I'm well. You weren't far from us yesterday with our vantage point table. Do you mind if I say the table number?
Oh, we might keep it between ourselves.
Okay. Well, it was a high number, but you looked very relaxed until one lot went through, and then you kept looking at Graham thinking, will we or won't we? But you did. You paid $575,000 for the full sister to Esther Jarb, who we know has done great things. Take us through the emotions of whether you're going to get her or not.
Well, we honestly thought she may have brought a little bit more than that. And, you know, we were looking for nice fillies. We didn't know whether we wanted to spend that much on one. So we weren't really confident that with her. And then when she, I think she was sitting around the 520 or something for a while and couldn't really believe it. So we thought, oh, we better do something here.
And you did.
Yes, and we did. And, yeah, we got her. And we think she's fabulous.
She's out of the Group 1 winner response and, as I say, a full sister to Esther Jarvin. It wasn't too long, Linda, before the Australian Turf Club had you holding a slipper trophy.
Yeah, it was quite amazing. We went back with Don to just have another look at her, and, yeah, they were all there. So she was quite interested in that trophy, the filly, so hopefully she got the idea.
Does she look a type that can do something like Esther Jab, as in be running and up and going as a two-year-old?
She's a month later. She's a late October foal. And we were just comparing the two yesterday. Like, our filly's a later foal and sold in January, whereas Esther Jab was an earlier foal sold at Easter. So it's quite a bit more mature when she went through the sale. So I think in 3 or 4 months, our filly will look really fabulous. But she seems... she's a lot leggier, I think. So, I don't know. We'll break her in and see how she goes.
See what happens. Barry Bowditch is here, Linda, the Managing Director of Magic Millions. How many times did you have a look at 63 in the lead-up?
I did. Morning, Linda. Yeah, no, we looked at her back in September. We looked at her back in September for the sale, and obviously we saw her in December when we went down to do parades, and I saw her a few times here at the ground, and, you know, she was a lovely filly with a really good scopey attitude to her, sort of relaxed really well, and, you know, she's got fantastic residual value. She's not only by our champion stallion, but she's out of a Group 1 winning mare that's already produced a Golden Slipper winner. So, you know, although $575,000 is a lot of money, you'd say she's, you know, Linda and Graham have bought a blue-chip investment here.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. When you're buying a filly, well, buying either, but buying a filly, she's going to be valuable in the future anyway, isn't she?
Well, that's right. And those type of fillies don't come on the market all the time. So with the opportunity, yeah, too good to refuse.
Yeah, no, exactly. Did you get away with any others yesterday, or were you contented then?
No, we had our eye on a couple of colts, but, you know, we prefer to spend the big money on the fillies and get a colt that we can have a bit of fun with. But as you know, they usually end up gelding. So,
you know. Yeah, understand,
but,
understand.
Well,
that was my next question. I won't ask you which ones you're looking at for obvious reasons.
Come on, Ben.
But there are others that you're interested in. It's obviously a very, you know, silly to say, but a popular sale that everyone is here. It's very competitive, I presume.
Oh, I think it's the same at any sale, and Barry would know that the nice horses, everyone, it's not hard to pick them out, and everyone's on them. It just depends, you know, how much they mean to you, sort of thing, how far you go on them.
Yeah.
But there's got to be underbidders, so...
Yeah, that's right. You've just got to do your very best. Now, you've got horse interest on Saturday as well, haven't you?
Oh, I'm devastated. The two that had some sort of show are both born 13, and the other fella's midfield, but makes it hard.
Most important, I love him because he normally puts in, but he has drawn that sticky draw in the last, hasn't he?
Yeah, and his sister's drawn 13 in her race.
He always turns up most important. He's a consistent horse. He'll be thereabouts.
Yeah, anyway, understand.
He'll be there, yeah.
Yeah, understand. All right, well, we'll wait and see what happens. We thank you for your time, Linda, and I'll just watch you today. I won't tell you anybody. I'll just watch you and see how you play it.
I might go and hide somewhere today.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Linda.
Bye.